Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Boric here. You know, if there's one word to describe Quebec harness racing, it would be perseverance. Despite the nightmare of the past few years, the Quebec Jockey Club refuses to give up on our great game. They're getting ready for another meet at Quebec City. Tony Infelice is the president of the Quebec Jockey Club. He joins us today. Welcome, Tony.
Great to be on the radio again with you, Norm.
Well, it's good having you with us, especially given the tribulations that have taken place in Quebec harness racing the past few years. First of all, our hats off to you and your organization. You guys never give up.
Well, thanks. I think there's so many passionate people here in Quebec that we owe it to ourselves to relaunch this in a sustainable and positive manner.
Well, you're certainly appearing to do that, and one of the first bits of good news is the fact that earlier it was thought that you're going to have to cut back on your purses because of, I believe it was, problems in establishing a real solid footing with the OTBs, which was one of the means of funding the purses. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, we are increasing our purse. We're doubling the purse this year and doubling the number of race dates from 10 to 20 in Quebec City. And
right.
We're also financing and supporting 10 fair race dates with the Circuit Régional here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving forward, but it's I have to be honest that it's less than what we wanted. And the reason for that is the delay in getting changes to the rules and regulations pertaining to OTBs in Quebec, which is still not done. I think we're told is progressing, but it's been extremely slow. We should be at a, with that would allow us to offer a higher level of purses than what we're able to do this year.
And probably more dates, right?
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. And I think the, you know, we would like to get to 40 race dates as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that ultimately will be our goal for next year. We've had to push back our estimates on the opening of the OTBs to January 2012, but that's still an estimate, and we're looking for definitive news from the Régie, the equivalent to the ORC here.
Oh, I see. I thought it might have been a CPMA issue.
It's especially, I mean, CPMA are involved, but
mm-hmm.
first the Quebec rules have to be changed, and I think that's where the bulk of the holdup is.
It doesn't sound like we have, as an industry, a lot of sympathetic ears in Quebec City vis-a-vis the legislature. Why is it that the Charest government seems to be so, at the very least, ambivalent towards the horse racing industry?
Well, I think it's a mixed bag. I think very quickly, you know, on one hand, the Charest government reduced the tax on pari-mutuel betting,
mm-hmm.
without which, honestly, we couldn't be functioning. So if they wanted us completely dead, they didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened, you know, a little bit more than a year ago, and that's given us a little bit of latitude to build. I mean, we have a very lean team, but we actually have a lean team now headed by Vincent Trudel, our general manager. On the other hand, you know, the government did a couple of years ago make the statement that they would no longer support this industry.
Right.
And our job is to convince the members of cabinet of Mr. Charest and many others here in Quebec, many publics, that with the Quebec Jockey Club, with a not-for-profit organization, very small compared to Woodbine Entertainment Group, but the same kind of principle, that we have the right formula to build a sustainable industry that would be very positive economically and create a significant number of jobs. And that job is not yet done, but I feel we're progressing, and we do hope and really need to have clear indications this summer along those lines.
I don't want to dwell on the politics for too long, and in asking this question, I'm going to preface it by saying that I feel like I'm dancing with the devil by asking you this, but have you had at least a sympathetic ear from the opposition Parti Québécois?
I think we are focusing. I think we've been very positive. We're looking to the future, and we're focusing especially our efforts with the government in power.
Okay.
You know, I think the Parti Québécois knows our file very well. We don't have a particular political bias, but mm-hmm. we are really emphasizing the tremendous benefits that we're offering to all of Quebec society by supporting our industry.
Well, I appreciate your candor in that answer, Tony. Thank you. What were the numbers like from last year's Quebec City meet?
Well, we were very pleased with the to be honest with you, I don't have the exact average betting there, but we were in the range of 25,000 to 30,000, closer to 25
per card, and that's all on track.
That's on track. There was no simulcast last year. We had some days. I think we had a record day last year, all-time record. So the response was good. The feeling, the ambiance was very positive. We have, I think, a better program, even better program this year. We have a good team in place, and we're very optimistic about the year. We've been able to do a little bit more planning. I mean, we're still a very lean organization, so it's not it's not ideal. We don't have all the resources one would like to have, but I'm looking forward to a very positive year. I think we'll be part of the wonderful tourist scene here in Quebec City. It's just a fabulous place to go to, and if our listeners here are planning a trip to Quebec City here between June 19th and September 25th, there's some very good racing that will go on at the Hippodrome of Quebec.
Well, I plan on being there for at least one of them to cover the story for Trot Magazine, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Marketing, of course, plays an integral role in anything we do. It's all about the marketing. What sort of marketing plans do you have in place to help promote the meet?
Well, the first thing, and we're so thrilled with the support of the Woodbine Entertainment Group, the management there has confirmed to us that they will simulcast the races from Quebec City on the HPI, Horse Player Interactive
Fabulous.
Network.
Fabulous.
So people in the Ottawa area or people in Montreal who can't make it to Quebec City will be able to see the races and also bet on the races if they choose to do so. So that raising the awareness that way is very positive. We have already started a campaign of some modest advertising in Quebec City. We will do some in Montreal, both radio and printed media. We have, if you go to, you probably already noticed on our website that we have a video clip that we produced last year, and we are getting that out, that message out as well, which I think is attractive to young people. We have substantially increased, given our frugal means, our advertising and marketing efforts. One of the main things we're doing is trying to increase, and with some success, the number of people that are members of Horse Player Interactive who wish to bet on horse racing in Quebec. And that's going very well. We have some very targeted programs, including cocktail parties and mailings, also electronic contact with people. We are just gearing up now coincident with the race meet to raise the awareness of the live racing as well as the opportunity to bet on HPI. And as you know from our last conversation, Norm, we have substantially reduced the takeout, so we have a very competitive fee structure equivalent to that used in Ontario.
This raises two issues. Number one, and it's a commendation, unlike the situation beforehand, you guys know what you're facing. You're not going in with anything overly grandiose so that, any would-be critics can't say that you're blowing smoke. You're dealing with this in a very realistic situation. Further to the marketing, and here's something else that you should feel good about, is the fact that you're targeting the traditional events like Le Cinq Mille and the Bombardier. These are events that people will come out to, even if they're only passive horse racing fans, and they seem to draw, those events seem to draw a crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very pleased to have had the support of Standard Bred Canada and to relaunch the Lucien Bombardier and the Roger White. These are events for two-year-old fillies, both on the pace and the trot for Canadian-owned or Canadian-bred. And we're looking forward. We're very excited. That'll take place in September and will be one of our features, as you say, along with the 5 mile, the Saint-Mille, that we will have also in September. Another aspect of the marketing that I should mention, I don't have definite announcements with dates and locations, but it's after a lot of work and a lot of research, we are planning to open what we call HPI parlors. We opened one last June in Quebec City. It's been very successful.
Has Woodbine provided any financial support to that? Or?
Well, they've certainly provided support in terms of the terminals, and it's part of our overall agreement with WEG on HPI, and they've been very helpful. We plan to open in the major markets here during the rest of this year and during the course of the summer a number of HPI parlors where it'll be similar to an OTB, but one must have an HPI account in order to wager on the events. And we've tested it out in Quebec City. It's been very successful. And this is our way to provide a similar environment, a very social environment to those bettors that want to look for that. And we're also looking at doing that in smaller markets, for instance, Eastern Townships or the Jonquière area and so on. So that's an exciting and new development for us.
Well, you guys are really heading in the right direction. I mean, at least you're trying and you're doing it with a realistic framework. Best of luck. Continued success. We want to see racing get back to what it at least used to be, if not maybe back in the glory days, and certainly on solid footing. And you guys seem to be pointing in that direction. Tony Infelice, the president of the Quebec Jockey Club, thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norman. We'll see you on the 19th of June.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.